It was still muddied by floodwaters last week, but today the Lyric Theatre in Brisbane's South Bank reopened with a matinee performance of the musical Wicked. It's the first venue at Brisbane's Arts and Cultural Precinct to reopen. The art galleries, museum and libraries are still being cleaned, as Jennifer Macy reports.
At the back of the Queensland Gallery of Modern Art, or GOMA, rubbish trucks empty skips filled with muddy, damaged boxes and plywood. Tony Elwood is the director of GOMA and the Queensland Art Gallery. He says the storage area, a car park, the Riverside Cafe and the lower level of the Children's Art Centre were flooded. But he says all the collections are safe.
Both of them do have storage both in their roofs and in the top floors, which is relatively unusual for an art gallery. Usually they are in basement areas. Having said that, in the morning of the floods, we had incredibly rapid water coming through the car park. We were quite shocked to find that we actually had to take an extra step, which was to decant all of the Queensland Art Gallery collection and take it to higher ground within the building. That was a massive task, and we had 4 hours to do it and only up to 30 people on site.
Between the two art galleries sits the State Library. Before the river peaked, library staff moved books, computer equipment and backed up their extensive online archive collection. State Librarian Rory McLeod says staff have been preparing for a flood for weeks.
So we started moving collections to higher ground. We started looking at our ICT systems to see what we could do. And then as it got closer to the event day, when the skies were very black and threatening and the rain just kept coming and coming and the water was rising further and further, we started shutting down systems as early as we could.
The Queensland Theatre Company fared much worse. Libby Anstis, the general manager, says a metre of water flooded the ground floor and left behind a thick layer of mud.
So even before Christmas, we'd moved all our sound and technical equipment up onto high ground. But of course, it's our storerooms downstairs, so furniture, props, some costume storerooms, one rehearsal studio, one performance studio, and all our public areas. So there's just things there that can't be moved.
She says the actors are currently at other venues rehearsing for a play that will open in 2 weeks.
It was a bit sad when I looked at all the costume drawings yesterday and there's two that have got kind of mud splattered on them. That will come into the company's archives.
But it's unclear when the South Bank Cultural Precinct will reopen. Evan Hill, the Executive Director of Arts Queensland, says only skeleton staff are allowed on site.
This site, I have no doubt, plays real significance to people in as far as not only as a meeting place, but I think arts and culture is just playing a more and more bigger part in the soul of a city. And I think you'll find it'll be potentially a real bonding meeting place for people, particularly in this precinct. You know, South Brisbane, West End were pretty heavily affected by flood. So I think there will be a whole lot of refreshment that this place will bring to that.
And that's Evan Hill, the Director of Arts Queensland, ending that report by Jennifer Macy.